for the Eagles as they were able to put in their second stringers, and the Rockets were able to get on the board early in the fourth quarter on the strength of a 12-yard Blake Mauhoff run to make it 35-8. The Rockets were able to make their first two-point conversion of the year after that touchdown. And then 3:26 left on the clock. Pella Christian had a 34-yard run to make the score 42-8. And with the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras coming in with a record of 1-1 in district competition, Rockets need to stay with them and the other leaders by getting a victory tonight. Our district six record stands at 1-2 with the victory over West Marshall, and then of course the loss from Iowa City, Regina, and then last week with Pella Christian. Alongside with me is my good buddy Jeff Sands, and Jeff, you were there with me at Pella Christian. Some things were great, and other things they kind of backed up on a little bit.
Yeah, like you said, we kind of ran into a pretty good player in Kak Marinsky. He did a great job throwing the ball last week and also was able to run the ball well, either after the pressure got to him in the pocket or even on that quarterback draw or the zone read. He was a good athlete, and hopefully the Rockets learned something last week that they could put to use this week against a pretty good Sigourney Kyoto team.
The Rockets were hampered by penalties. They had 10 penalties in that first half. They had 6 in the second half. And any time you have penalties add up like that, it's going to hurt your rhythm that you need and on offense. A good thing about what the Rockets did last week, they did not turn the ball over very many times. They only had one fumble lost, whereas Pella Christian had a couple of interceptions, and they had one fumble loss on the evening. But tonight it's a different story. The Cobras have traveled to the west, to Ikrine Field, and they're going to be taking on the Rockets here in a District 6 competition, and keeping an eye towards the schedule there. Next week, the Rockets will be at home. The only time they'll have two games back-to-back here at Ikrine, it'll be homecoming 2014, and the Rockets will be taking on I-35, the Roadrunners. Hopefully, Wile E. Coyote will not be making an appearance there.
Yeah, I don't think we need his help. He didn't ever have much luck getting the Roadrunner, so we need to do a little better job than he does.
The captains are out in the middle of the field, and the man in the white hat says Sigourney Kyoto will defer, and the Rockets will accept the ball. They will defend the south goal. Temperatures are in the mid to lower 40s with the winds whipping around at about 20 to 25 miles an hour out of the northwest. It's a chilly one out here at Ikrine, and that's going to play into the hands and thought process of the players. Hopefully they don't get too chilly out there, and very good. 46 degrees, in fact, on a smartphone that we have. But if you want to give us a holler, I'll give you a shout-out right here on KIIC.3-641-660-7764. And while I'm thinking about it, I'll give a shout-out to Jeff and I, as we will be traveling to Knoxville, Iowa, Tuesday to be bringing you the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Rocket Volleyball Squad as they take on the Panthers over there in Knoxville. Knoxville recently invited into the South Central Conference, and it'll give us a chance to see the Rockets firsthand this year, Jeff.
Yeah, the Rockets have been playing very well, ranked pretty high in 2A right now. Last time I checked, they were fourth. I'm not sure if they've changed since the last time I looked, but playing some really solid volleyball and doing a good job in the conference. Hopefully we can keep that rhythm going next Tuesday.
Saren is going to kick off for the Cobras. This kickoff is brought to you by the Country Store out of Fremont, Iowa, and it's going to come down here tomorrow. He hands it off to Cody Brown on an end around, and he gets up to the 35, and the Rockets will start there, first and 10, at the 35-yard line. So that tried a little bit of trickery to get this ball game underway, Coach Sands.
Yeah, pretty good return for the Rockets there. They did a nice job. Cody kind of hit the ball, and Blake carried out the take afterwards after handing it off, and there were just a couple Cobras that stayed home, and they were able to bring Cody down, but good field position to start for the Rockets.
Jensen hands off to Van Dorn as he goes right up the middle, and he gains good yardage on first down. They'll give him five. It'll be second down and five. And boy, I didn't like the spot there, but nonetheless, that's where we're at, second and five, and a nice play on first down. Jensen under center. He'll be wearing number one. He barks out the signals, turns and hands to Maroff, I think, and he got plowed in the backfield. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Cobra defensive line came across Nate Owen, the senior, from his defensive end position, crashed the line of scrimmage, a loss of two.
Yeah, not much push up front that time. Figuring he was able to get push into the backfield.
There's the snap. Hand off to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. He gets past just about up to the line of scrimmage, but he's going to be short, and it's going to bring up fourth down here early in the ball game. No score, and looks like the Rockets are going to go for it. Cody Brown coming in from the sideline with the play. Fourth and two. It looked like it was a little bit better gain than that, but they set it back another yard. So the ball actually is resting on the 43-yard line. Rockets have got to get to the 45. There's the snap. He turns, gives, and there's a penalty flag right away from the get-go. And if it's offensive, it's going to be against the Rockets, and they'll move them back five. Let's see what happens here. The man in the white hat is Clark Nelson, and it's offsides the Rockets. They lined up. They lined up offsides, Coach Sam.
Must have been that wide out on the far side over there. The official that threw the flag must have been right in front of him.
That'll move it back. That's the first penalty for the Rockets in the ball game, and they'll move the ball back to the 38-yard line. So now that's going to change the deck of cards just a little bit as the Jensen is back in punt formation. There's the snap, the rugby-style kick, and he gets it. It's a line driver getting knocked down by the wind. It goes, hits the 45, almost to the 40-yard line, but that wind really knocked it down out of the northwest.
Yeah, with the cold weather and that wind, it's going to be hard to get anything in the area. The punts and passes, it could be a lot of action on the ground tonight.
Okay, so that's three and out, basically. With the penalty, gives the ball to the Cobras. They've got black pants. They got white road jerseys. They got purple numerals, and they've got a black hat with a Cobra on each side, and they come out in a trips formation to the right. There's a snap, and there is a penalty flag right away on the offensive side. So the Cobras are going to go in backwards motion for 5 yards here to start their series here. Anything that can help the Rockets out is going to be beneficial in terms of penalty yards.
Yeah, just help us not foreseeing things to come early or later in the game with a penalty on each team so far.
All right, Cobras come up to the ball. They've got the single wing formation. There's the snap. Look like there's motion again. Hand off inside to Searin, and he tries to get up to the 40-yard line, but he's going to be short. Got to the 39-yard line for him. Searin, the junior running back. You remember last year the Rockets were able to get a huge victory against the Cobras there on their homecoming night. Louis Winkleman kicked the field goal just before half, and then the second half the Rockets just dominated, ended up winning 28-0. There's a nice play by Louis Winkleman. He has got a tackle for loss all the way back to the 35-yard line. Nice play by Louie.
Yeah, great pressure up the front that time with the Rocket defensive line. Louie was able to sneak through there and hang on for dear life and able to drag him down in the backfield.
Huge third down coming up here, Coach Sands. Third and 16 for the Cobras. What a huge turn of events if the Rockets can get the ball back. Cobra split two receivers to the left, two to the right. There's the snap. He looks to his left, fires it in the flat, and it's intercepted, went right through his hands, and we were talking about that weather just a little while ago.
Yeah, I was watching warm-ups tonight, and the passes, even when they're hitting them in the hands or in the numbers, receivers are having a hard time holding on to that ball with the wind swirling out there and the cold temperatures. Those hands are going to have a hard time holding on to that hard football.
Three and out for the Cobras, even with that tough penalty. It's fourth and long, and there's the snap, the step, and the kick. He gets a spiral. It's going to drive back Cody Brown. He takes it over on the far side. Up the field he goes. He runs into his own man, and he gets up to the 34-yard line. So the Rockets are going to basically start where they did last time, Coach Sands, from the 34 of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Blush Boutique, Angie Lopric in downtown Eddyville, where you can find official Rocket gear. She also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize any shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kids' jersey on it. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. That's Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. Jensen pitches to the left, and down in a heap goes Maroff, I believe, is the ball carrier there. Well, no, it was Van Dorn. He got swarmed under big time.
Yeah, the way Sigourney's approaching their defense, they're kind of just standing around and then switching around their linemen. I think if we would come up and get a quick snap count, we might be able to catch them out of position.
Yeah, there's a snap in hand to Van Dorn this time. He's got some running room. He's into the second level of tacklers, gets past the 40 to the 41. Craig Van Dorn with a nice run on second down. It's going to bring up third and short, and I'll make a third and three, but a makeable third and three for the Rocket offense.
Yeah, Craig has been our workhorse this year, averaging just a little over 5 yards per carry, carrying the ball over 550 times so far this year for the Rockets.
From the shotgun, and there's a penalty. Oh, my goodness gracious, guys. And it's going to be procedure against the Rockets. Just when they had a short third down makeable, somebody moves and moves them back 5 yards to the, 36-yard line.
Yeah, the head linesman here on this side looked like he was telling one of our coaches that might have been just an illegal snap. Maybe moved it just a little bit before he actually snapped it.
Yeah, that'd be the sophomore, T.J. Sinnott. Maroff takes it, tries the right side. He hasn't cut it up yet. Now he has, and he gets up to about the 40-yard line. So it's going to bring fourth down coming up for the Rockets. So that penalty just really put the hamper on that drive.
But he must not have got around that corner as well as we thought he did. They're marking it clear back at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, I wasn't looking across the way. I was looking at the guy nearest to us, and he was already past the 40. So I don't know if he was wishful thinking on his part, but nevertheless, it's fourth down and eight from the 36. Rockets punt. Jensen takes it, gets a soccer-style kick, and it's going to bounce, and it's going to take a wobbly sideways bounce, and it's going to be dead at the 34-yard line. So back and forth we go with the punts exchanged. Rockets with two punts. Certainly in Kyoto with one punt, and we've been playing the middle of the field.
Yeah, so far everything's been between the 30s out here. Wear out the grass.
All right, here comes the Cobras up to the line of scrimmage. 20, Blaine Griner is underneath center. There's the snap. They've come this way. Nice job of hitting them in the backfield. Cody Brown looked like he had backside containment on that and was able to track him down.
Yeah, looked like a lot of help over there. Blake Maroff coming up to help that containment. Brett Wurst over on this side, number 72. I don't see a 72 on mine.
Loss of about two or three on that play.
I think that's what it's going to take tonight. It's a good play up front by the Rockets and keeping that containment and keep that second and ground game under control.
Cam Hardy is 72, so the sophomore is getting some playing time. There's the snap, looks to his left, fires it in the flat. Bubble screen over there is smelled out nicely by the defense. Absolutely no gain on that. It's going to bring third down and long again. The Rocket defense is definitely playing up to the task here.
Yeah, big down here for the Rocket defense. We can get a good stop. We get good field position and get our offense back on the field.
All right. Big third down. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. And there's a penalty flag, and they're going to whistle it dead. And there's motion again on the Sigourney-Kyoto side, procedure, and that's going to move them back even farther. So both teams, with a couple of penalties and a couple of punts, well, Rockets with two punts, Sigourney-Kyoto with one punt. So
their second punt's here to come shortly.
Yes, yes. Good call there, Jeff Sands. Excellent job. All right. Here comes the play. It's third and 18 from the 26-yard line. Be nice to get a turnover here as well. Rocket fans coming to their feet. Cobras with the snap, the spin. They try the far outside run over here. They're going to throw the flag, and they're going to have face masking. Looked like he grazed that grill, but he didn't grab onto it. But they're going to get us for face masking. And it's going to be a five-yard variety. He didn't do the personal foul, so let's see what happens. There is five. Yes, five-yard penalty on the Rockets.
I have a hard time keeping up those face mask penalties because at some levels they only have the 15-yarder. Some levels they have both the 5 and the 15.
All right. They gain five free. It's still third down and 13. Defense, once again there, Coach Sands, had excellent penetration by the line and the linebackers.
Yeah, if our first guy would have made the tackle back there, we wouldn't have had that face mask penalty on the second guy that tried to make the tackle.
All right, here comes the Cobras. Look like they moved again. They got an end around. They stopped the play, and Sigourney-Kyoto is going to give that 5 yards right back to us. Well, you've probably had a lawnmower from time to time that just sputters and coughs and sputters and coughs. That's what's happening.
You say we're going to wear out the grass between the 25 and 30. This keeps up.
All right. Good crowd across the way from Sigourney-Kyoto. In fact, they utilize the drive up close by the field with a lot of their vehicles to stay in, and I can't say I blame them a bit with the chilly weather that we have tonight. Once again, the temperature's around 46 degrees. There's a snap, and he's under pressure by Louis Winkleman, and now he goes! Louis Winkleman with a sack on the quarterback. Excellent job from the senior on that one, and he is excited. Look at him there. It's good to see a little emotion.
That's what we need out of our defense tonight. Louis did a great job there, getting the penetration right up the middle. Had a blocker right on him, but Louis was able to fight it off and keep a hold of the quarterback and bring him down for a huge loss.
Good job out of Louis. Nice job, indeed, the senior. All right, Cobra's in punt formation. There's the snap, the step, the kick, and it's a line driver coming to Cody Brown. He takes it. He's past the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, and there's a penalty flag back here, and they're going to be calling the Rockets for a illegal use of the hand, maybe a block in the back, and nice job is going to be coming back here. Looks like they said there might have been a little fumble action at the end there.
Yeah, there was a little scrambling going on there. I couldn't see what was happening.
Cody Brown, once he had that ball, though, we talked about him. He's the fastest kid that the Rockets have, and the referees are all gathering around. Like I said, Clark Nelson is the referee. Jerome Miller is the umpire. J.P. Richardson is a linesman. The line judge is Dan Kerr, and the back judge is Randy Wiggins. They're all around the Des Moines metro area, Norwalk, Grimes, Altoona, Des Moines, and St. Charles. They give the ball to the Cobras on the fumble. Block in the back is declined, and the Cobras are going to take it over. Oh, my gosh. So that's a fumble on that punt return. And instead of having the ball in Cobra territory, the Cobras have it at their own 33. So they basically gained, well, they lost a yard from the last time they had their other drive. So let's see. Defense needs to come up big again with four downs. Man in motion. The spinner back gives it this side. I don't know what the deal is, Coach Sands, but they've been trying this side, it seems like, their right side of their line all night so far.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've got a couple veterans over here that are blocking that they like to run behind, but so far it does seem like they're favoring the strong side over here to the right.
One of the worst of twins is down here on the line, and it looks like Lane Judy as well. I can't tell. Well, it's Louis Winkleman as well. He's in there. and Luke Welsh. All right, three receivers to the right on this play. There's the snap. He gets it down. There's a mix-up in the backfield. Griner's got it. He's on the loose, though. Nice run by him. He gets up to the, well, he's still going. Good job out of him as he is able to make some yardage out of nothing. They collided in the backfield like there was none other. For a busted play, they gained about four.
Yeah, they must have been down before a little of that action kept going, because I thought it looked like they were going to spot it clear up by the 40, but it's back around the 37.
Third and six here. Another big third down for the defense here, and let's see what happens. All right, there's the handoff. They come into the right side again, and Rockets have got it snuffed out. Excellent job. Wurstha is in there. Louis Winkleman's in there. Jensen's in there. And Glosser as well. Way to go, fellas, as they were able to crash that line, unlike I've not seen all season long.
It looked like Glosser was the first one to get there with that containment. He was able to turn him back inside and come in and make the tackle. Looks like they lost a yard.
So here we go with another punt. That's Crawford. He gets it, kicks it. Now it's end over end this time, driving Cody Brown across the way. He drops the ball. The ball is still loose, and it's finally out of bounds over there. He couldn't handle it cleanly, and he lost a couple more yards after he bobbled that ball. So Rockets are not going to have the best field position. Look like they're down here at the 24-yard line when they could have had the ball on the last possession in Cobra territory. So they're going to have to make up quite a bit of yardage here on this. Loeffler Dirt Works, Chad Loeffler for all types of dirt work needs. Come and give Chad Loeffler a call, 226-2231. There's the snap. They give it to Van Dorn. He's got a nice run. There's a fumble. The ball is loose. Sigourney says they have it. And so does the referee here on the side. Oh, a huge turnover by the Rockets. Their second fumble, back-to-back possessions. They've coughed it up here, Coach Sands, and this time at the 30-yard line of the Rockets.
We've actually fumbled the ball three times in a row that we've touched it. Cody Brown fumbled it on a punt return, fumbled it on this last punt, never did get it, fumbled out of bounds. And then our first play from scrimmage, Craig Van Dorn coughs it up.
The defense is going to have to work extra hard now. Cobras on the 30-yard line. Gretter with the spin. He's running over here to the right side. He gets tripped up. That's Crawford. Nice job. Maroff is in on that, and so is Wurstha. He was able to knife in from his linebacker position. Loss of about two, maybe three, and the Rocket defense has just been playing phenomenal.
Yeah, we're doing a great job of getting penetration through the line of scrimmage, and then also with our containment, turning them back inside and then letting that pursuit get in there to make the play.
All right. Cobras up to the line of scrimmage. Two guys are talking to each other about what the play is going to be. There's the snap, the spin. Looks to pass. He's got a man wide open, and he can't get it to him. He had him wide open at the 10-yard line and couldn't get the job done. Hahn, and he couldn't reel it in. Had a little pressure on the quarterback as well.
You say there was nobody around the faked everybody out in the Rockets secondary. Looked like Hahn had a little trouble. Maybe the pass was made him turn a little bit. And when he did try to turn, he lost his footing and stumbled a little bit, and that kept him from getting to the football. Otherwise, that would have been 6 points for Sigourney.
Gale Force wins came into play on that particular selection there. Cobras up to the line of scrimmage. Third down and 13 from the 33-yard line. Defense for the Rockets needs to come through here. There's the snap. He bobbles a little bit, fires it to the left side, and it's incomplete. He tried to get it over there to Crawford. He couldn't get the job done. They'll bring up fourth down for the Rockets as the clock sits at 1:12. No score, 0-0. And we'll see what they do. They are going to try it. They're going to run for it. Gretter, two receivers to the left. There's the snap. He's got pressure coming fast. He gets the ball way to Crawford, and a nice tackle, open field tackle by Maroff, that stops him short of the first down at about the 30. So a nice play, well executed, but not enough yardage there. And once again, Blake Moroff makes a touchdown-saving tackle.
Another solid series there by the defense. Sigourney again went to the pass a couple times. That time, Moroff was able to stay with his man out of the backfield. We had some good pressure on Greder, but he was able to get it away. And Moroff was able to drag him, the receiver, down from behind.
All right. From the 30, Rockets take it. Up the gut they come is Van Dorn. Nice job of running there. Excellent blocking at the point of attack. Gets it all the way up to the 35. Coach Sands, he got over 5 yards on that particular run. Right up the gut.
Yeah, good push up front that time. That's been one of the things Rockets have seemed to do pretty well all season long. Trey Van Dorn running that ball right up the middle behind that big offensive line.
All right. Second down and about 4 coming up. There's the snap. They give it to Van Dorn, and he got hit in the backfield big time. Oh, my. There was no fooling anybody there. And loss of about 2 on that play sets up third down, and going to be about 6 here as we get into 15 seconds left in the first quarter. No score. Rockets 0, Cobras 0. Let's see if they get this playoff. 6 seconds. There's the snap. Right up the gut he goes. He's into the first down territory. Good job by Trey Van Dorn as the Rockets are able to get their initial first down. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down on the last play of the first quarter. The Country Store has a full line of hardware equipment right near you at the Country Store in Fremont. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today and get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. And we're happy to have them as sponsors here on KIIC.3, and they will be also sponsoring us on Tuesday night, October 7th, as Jeff and I will be traveling to Knoxville, Iowa, to take on the volleyball squad and give that volleyball match to you live on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country. I don't know about you, but I'm tickled to death that we get that travel over there to Knoxville to bring that ball game back to our listeners.
Well, if we went early, they'd let us take a test drive around the old dirt track.
That's a heck of an idea. All right. First play, up the gut goes Van Dorn again. Another job of pushing the line. The offense is really firing off the ball here in the first half, and I got to hand it to them. They might only have 1 first down, but they have really shown that they want to take control of that line of scrimmage.
I tell you, this is a lot different team than what we saw last week in Pella against the Eagles, firing off the line and doing a great job pushing up front, getting that running game going.
Jensen hands off to Van Dorn. He tries the right side, and he gets another Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down as he crosses the midfield stripe and gets into Cobra territory at about the 48-yard line. Good job out of Van Dorn. He's definitely been the workhorse tonight. And you know, like you said earlier, Coach Sands, the Cobras are moving and shifting that defense around. Like right now, snap the ball, because they're still moving all over the place. Snap to Moroff. He runs to the left side. He slows down a little bit, cuts it up the field. There's a penalty flag. Actually,
2 or 3
flags thrown. Hard to believe that two guys in striped shirts would see the same thing, but apparently somebody got caught holding. Excuse me, got holding big time. All right, the man in the white hat, Clark Nelson. He's talking to his buddy, the umpire, Jerome Miller. They're trying to sort it out. it's going to go against the Rockets here. You'd only hit one penalty, you know, if they're the same one, but if they're two different ones, let's see what happens here. It's got to be a 10-yarder. And slowly but surely, those penalties and yards are starting to add up for the Rockets as it's a 10-yarder. Oh, wait
like
a minute.
15.
15. My goodness gracious. Something
I never
happened.
Did see a signal.
Let's see what happens here. And he's not going to give it. He gave it, but I just caught the missed the tail end of it, so I have no idea. But that was a 15-yarder, very inopportune time for the Rockets. Here comes Van Dorn over on the right side. He's still on the loose. He's trying to get up the field, and he gets past the 50 again to the 45-yard line. Good job by Trey Van Dorn as he was right there at the line of scrimmage, bounced it out to the right side, was able to get up decent yardage for second down and manageable now.
Yeah, that wasn't the typical run for Van Dorn as they had the rugby scrum there at the middle of the line of scrimmage. Like you said, he bounced off the back. Looked like he was going to be stopped there right at the line of scrimmage, but bounced outside. Was able to elude two more tacklers there. Outran them to the sideline for a big game.
All right, power eye formation. Looks like Moss in the back back deep eye. There's the snap. He's looking to throw. He passes it, and it's going to be incomplete, out of bounds. His target was Wirsta, but they played the wind a little bit too much, I think, that time, and he ran out of real estate.
Yeah, Sigourney had that pretty well covered downfield. Wirsta was the only receiver over here on this near side. And 45, Peyton Crawford. If Moff would have kept that ball in bounds, he would have had a pretty good job of, or a pretty good chance of picking that one off.
Third and seven, Van Dorn up the gut, and he gets a couple of hard knocks. This guy on this side only gives him about a foot gain. And it's going to be fourth down and about six here, and let's see what Coach Russ Baer does here with this. I would say he's pretty confident with his defense, the way they've been playing. But we're going to have a timeout here. Timeout indeed to the Rockets. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They are proud to support the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket athletes. And Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant, whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite games on one of their mini TVs or their 90-inch big-screen TV. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa, 641-684-4178. And don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their nightly events and specials. And D&D Outdoors, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition. With any purchase of a gun, you purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is just around the corner. You can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D. With hunting season also coming up, get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done also there at D&D Outdoors. For all types of wildlife, see D&D Outdoors. Rockets, fourth down. There's the snap by Moff. He hands it to Cody Brown on the end around, and he's got one man to beat, and he doesn't get the job done. A nice job, and there is going to be a penalty flag over there. I didn't see any face masking, but maybe it was a helmet-to-helmet contact. Let's see what happens here. Cody kind of threw the ball down, but that was after the flag was on the ground, so let's see what happens. Here comes the call. Face masking. 5 yards. So a couple of five-yard face masking we've seen tonight, one on each squad. Sigourney and Kyoto with four penalties so far. Rockets with four. The last one was the biggest one. That was a 15-yarder. It makes this a fourth and three, fourth and two. Take your pick from the 40-yard line. Now this is going to be makeable here. All right, Rockets. They make Sigourney jump offside. What do you know, Coach?
Well, any way you can get 10 yards, we'll take it.
They were disciplined. The offense was disciplined enough to stay down on the second count and make Sigourney jump off sides for first down at the 35-yard line, and the Rockets keep the drive a-moving. 0-0 at the 9:50 mark here in the second quarter. There's Van Dorn. He tries to right up the gut. He's still moving. Keep those guys going. Excellent job by the offensive line as they get all the way past the 25, and that is a Loeffler dirtwork bulldozing yard run of 10 yards or more. And a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down on top of that.
Yeah, let's just keep these chains moving down inside the 25. Get the first score and put the pressure on Sigourney. Get our momentum going here for the Rockets.
What a huge confidence booster this would be if they can get it in the end zone. Jensen brings it over on the right side, trying to get it strung out. There's a penalty flag. Jensen gets out of bounds. He drops the ball, but they're going to call a penalty on Cody Brown, I think. He'll block in the back, and that's going to bring that play back and march the Rockets back a few more yards.
That was a tough play. Sigourney did a nice job of stringing that one out. Cody came back inside from his wideout position trying to pick off one of those interior linemen. Got just a little bit too much of the backside.
10 yards. Is going to move the ball all the way back to the 36-yard line. Still first down, but my goodness, you got 23 yards to go. All right, well, we've had adversity all evening. Why not a little bit more? Power eye formation for the Rockets. There's the snap. To give to the up guy is Moff, and he slipped right away as he got past the line of scrimmage there. And looked like his feet just went out from underneath him. That was Hunter Johnson trying to lead the way, but Hunter was on the ground.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Blake tried to cut and slipped or if he tripped over Hunter laying there in the hole.
All right. Now it's second down coming up. Second and 22. Rockets need a decent play here. Let's see what they can do. Power eye formation. Jensen under center. Takes the snap. Hands to an up back. Nice running, hard running. That was Cody Brown. Woo, he lowered his shoulder there. He got hit by two Cobras right at the point of attack. Nobody ever said that Cody wasn't a tough kid. Jeez, that was a hit.
Yeah, that was a good cut upfield and a hard turn there. And Louis, like you said, he squared his shoulders up and drove right into the Sigourney defender.
Bednar and Uphold on the stop. Big third down here for the Rockets. Let's see what happens here from the 36-yard line. Moff in the shotgun formation. There's the snap. He rolls to his left, looking to pass. Fires it downfield to Jensen. Oh, just overshot him by a little bit. Just led him about 6 inches too much, and it'll bring up fourth down.
Pretty good throw by Blake for as little as we do throw the ball. Blake did a nice job out of the wildcat position there. Had Jensen a couple steps behind the defenders. Lost it up there pretty nice, but like you said, that wind blowing, Jensen looked like he was a little turned around a couple different directions and just didn't have enough speed to get quite to the ball.
He did have a step on him. That would have been an excellent catch indeed. Okay, fourth down. Here come the Rockets. They sent two receivers to the right. Moff takes the snap, rolls to his right, hands it off to Cody Brown. He tries to run again to the left side. He's got to turn the corner. He does. He's got some running room. He cuts it back inside, and he comes down. It's going to be very, very close to that first down marker. I think he's a little short. He didn't quite get to the 15-yard line, and I think that's what he needed to do. So, yes, the Rockets turn it over on downs, and the Cobras will have it for their first possession of the second quarter at about the 16-yard line of Eddyville Blakesburg.
That Cody made it exciting. Fourth down and 22, I think it was. Looked like he had a couple guys to beat. Had picked up a good block on that side by, looked like, Wirsta. And then he used the speed to get down the sideline and make it a lot closer than I thought initially it was going to be.
Timeout for Sigourney. They're first of the first half. They were in a little disarray. Windstream, KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than Noam Conway advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value and lowest prices. And free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle, at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134, and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. We appreciate their coming in, and being a sponsor for us. Cobras come up to the line of scrimmage. They run the right side of pitch over there, and nice job by Worsten, the linebacking core. They snuffed that out, and there is no gain whatsoever. In fact, a loss to about the 14.5. Good job by the defense again.
Yeah, this would be a huge series if the Rockets could pin Sigourney deep in the Rocket territory, push them backwards. Creating a turnover right here would be even better.
Oh, my, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. All right, here comes the Cobras, second down and 12 from the 14-yard line. There's the snap. He's dropping back to pass. He's under pressure. He's still scrambling, and down he goes. Good job by the defense as Cam Hardy was able to corral him and get him stopped. Hunter Johnson in on the stop as well for the Rockets. Loss of about another 1 yard. So good job by the Rockets. That'll bring up third down and about 14 from the 13-yard line. Cobras with the ball. Big play here. Rocket defense needs to step up. They run it to the right side. And nice hit from the point of attack. Crawford with the ball. And the Rockets are going to get it. And just like you talked about, Coach Sands, that wind is going to cause havoc on this punt.
Yeah, we should get some pretty good field position here. Hopefully the best field position we've had so far tonight. Hopefully that would be something we can take advantage of, finally get the points on the board.
Another three and out for the offense of the Cobras in punt formation. Let's see what happens here. There's a snap. It's a low snap. He picks it up and steps. He gets in a spiral that's short, and it bounces out of bounds across the way in Cobra territory. Rockets are going to have fantastic field position here in the second quarter with 5:56 on the clock. No score yet.
He walked all the way to the 36-yard line. I thought that was up closer to the 45.
All right, we'll take it. 36 of Sigourney Kyoto. Rockets have got a very short field. Let's see what they do here. There's the snap. Jensen turns, gives it to Van Dorn. Up the gut he goes. Nice job of running past the 35 to about the 33-yard line. So he's being a workhorse tonight, Coach.
Yeah, just the same thing he's done all season long, right straight ahead behind those big linemen, creating a good hole for him, getting to that secondary, back to the defensive linebackers, and pushed them back a little bit till he was stopped for a good gain on first down.
Yeah, four yards gain, second and six coming up. There's the snap. They give it to Cody Brown. He jumps the hurdle, gets into the secondary of the Cobras for a first down. That's a Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down all the way up to the 25.
Yeah, it looked like Cody Brown came off the wing position over there on that far side, kind of almost like an end around, but cut it up inside the between the center and the guard. Kept going to that far side over there for a good big first down for the Rockets.
Power eye formation behind Jensen. There's the snap to give to Van Dorn right up the gut. Look at him go. He's still running all the way inside to the 20 to about the 16-yard line. Wow. The offensive line is really firing off the ball.
You say when you have a big push like that from the offensive line, all Van Dorn had to do was get in there and push behind him, and that whole scrum just kept moving for a big gain of 9 yards on first down. Great job.
Second down coming up. Ball sits at the 16, 4:30 on the clock here at the second quarter at Ike Ryan Field. Jensen takes the snap, turns again to Van Dorn, and he gets the first down not quite to the 10, to about the 12, but they'll have a first down yardage. They'll stop the clock. That's six first downs here in the first half. Feldhausen Chiropractic and Wellness with the first down.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're looking for right here at this stage, is just picking up that first down just outside the 10-yard line. We can get another first down before we get into the end zone.
All right, Rockets, power eye formation to the right. Jensen takes the snap. Van Dorn takes it right side, lowers his head down, and he's going to get driven and rocked back on that play, but not before he gets to about the 11-yard line, so gain of about one. They might have went to the well a little bit too much because the right side of the Cobra line, I've noticed that they quit jumping around. They're finally staying where they're supposed to stay, and they're playing. I'm talking about the Cobras, their defense. They're not jumping around like they were earlier. All right, Rockets come up. Power eye formation. There's a snap. They give to Van Dorn right up the gut. They really have been hammering the inside of that interior line. He gets inside the 10 to about the 9, where it'll be a big third down coming up here.
You know, I like the fact that we're running the ball hard right up the middle, but every once in a while you got to throw something different in there to kind of keep the defense on their toes and not let them just get locked in on having them running straight at the middle. Right now, Sigourney's just loading up that box. Got a man-on-man up there on the line of scrimmage, and that last couple plays, they've been able to stop us pretty well.
All right, Rockets. Jensen fumbled. The ball is loose, and the Rockets are able to pounce on a Van Dorn. It was Maroff. I'm sorry. Maroff tried to roll to his left on a naked bootleg, and he got dragged down. He lost the ball, and thank goodness for Craig Van Dorn to save that possession. And the Rockets will take another timeout here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It must be the cold, hard football and the cold hands, but we're having a hard time holding on to it.
All right. Fremont Funeral Chapel, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315.
That score didn't look like it was in your favor.
Yeah, the Dodgers are up 6-1 as they must have gotten to Wainwright there. Grichuk had a solo home run in the first inning off Kershaw, but since then he must have calmed down a little bit, and now the Cardinals are down by 5 runs there at Los Angeles. All right, Rockets with the fourth down coming up. Big play here. They send Cody Brown over to the left. Jensen's going to be in the slot to the left. Maroff with his running back to the left of him. There's the snap. He rolls to his left. Looking, fires it deep, and it's out of bounds, and there's a penalty flag. I bet they're going to be calling holding on here, and the Cobras will probably decline that one. Holding indeed against the Rockets. And those penalties, Coach Sands, just add up so doggone quickly. 6. So far, they had 10 in the first half against Pella Christian.
Yeah, both teams tonight seem to be undisciplined. Lots of penalty flags laying all over the field out there on both sides of the ball.
Even with the short field, the Rockets couldn't do anything with it. They stay out of the end zone, and the Cobras are going to have it at the 18-yard line of Eddyville Blakesburg for this possession here. No score, 2:36 on the clock here at Ike Ryan Field. Griner takes the snap, looks to his right, fires it in the flat. He's got his man, a nice catch and run for the Cobras as their passing attack has come out of the closet. Gain of about 9, he'll bring up 2nd and 1.
Yeah, Sigourney looks to be kind of a primary running team like we have been all year, but they've been pulling out a few passes trying to keep that Rocket defense honest. And that time, nice pattern there across behind the linebackers was wide open, and luckily we were able to pull him down just short of the first down.
Two receivers to the right, to the left, and once again, They might be trying to exploit the rocket defense. There's the snap. He's got his man, and he is brought down, but he'll have a first down, and that's the Cobras' first down, unofficially. That's what I have, their first down of the ball game. It's kind of hard to believe, but that's what I have. The clock winds at a 1:46. You'd hate to see these guys go 70 yards to get a score before halftime. The defense needs to step up. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Griner in the shotgun takes the snap. He is and fires it. And oh, it's almost picked off there by a Glosser. He had his mitts on it. That would have been a sweet return for the Rockets if he was able to do that.
Yep, I'm not sure. It looked like there was pressure on Greta that time that made him get rid of the ball a little bit sooner than he wanted to, and his receiver was still running down the hash mark. Glosser just undercut the route and just about had an interception. Got one hand on it, but wasn't quite enough. Didn't look like Larry Fitzgerald while he was trying to sign in on his cell phone.
All right. Man in motion. They fake to him, and there's a penalty flag coming up, and it's going to be motion against Sigourney. And now their penalties are also adding up. That's six in the first half. Thing about that, they've all been five-yard variety. Albia 14, Davis County nothing. Norwalk 7, Sheraton 0. Wayne is down by 6, 18-12 to Melcher Dallas. North Mayasca up 13-0 over BGM. And the Pekin Panthers are rolling over Cardinal 20-0 in the second quarter. Here comes the Cobras. Quick pass to the right side. It's dropped. And is that a live ball? Nope. They're going to call an incomplete pass, but it sure was close to a lateral. He threw it parallel with the line of scrimmage, but it must have been forward enough. Clock stops with a 1:24. Third down and 5 coming up from the 28-yard line. They've got to get up to the 43-yard line for a first down. Big play for the defense here, Coach Sands. There's the snap. And Crawford gets it. Nice job by Glosser. He stayed at home as the ball came directly to Crawford instead of Gretter, who's been taking it. And there is a timeout. Who's going to be it? The Rockets. And that is their last timeout of the half. With a 1:11 on the clock, with the score 0-0. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, where you can find official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan on it, or put your kid's jersey number on it and then say number one grandson. They're open Tuesdays to Saturdays. And if the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And the Rockets are going back in to receive this punt. Moff and Brown are back deep. And they're going to get this kick from Crawford. He's been busy tonight. You know, you think about Sigourney and Kyoto did to Pella Christian, winning by 2. And the Rockets are playing them to a standstill tonight. It makes you wonder. There's a snap. Crawford gets it down, and he gets off a wobbler that's going to bounce, and Moff does pick it up late, splits it out to the left side. He's trying to get out of bounds across the way. Good job by Blake, but man alive, it just seemed like they wasted a little bit of time letting that puppy bounce and then finally picking it up.
Yeah, it was almost to the point where you thought the defense is close enough in that situation, you want to just let it roll dead instead of take the chance of trying to pick it up and having them pop you and knocking the ball loose and having them pick up the ball deep in your territory.
All right. So the Rockets are at their 44 of their own with about 59 seconds. And we've got another stoppage of play. That's going to be a timeout to Sigourney. That's their second one. And Leffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and if you need to think about what you're going to do after the harvest, get your reservation in now for terrace construction, tiling, and pond construction. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And our halftime guest is Travis Stout, the head basketball boys coach here at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont for this upcoming season. He's going to give us an analysis of what he expects out of the Rockets and the South Central Conference, and even talking a little bit, I'm sure, about the new kid on the block, the Knoxville Panthers. All right, Rockets up the line of scrimmage. There's the snap. Maroff rolls to his right, looking, fires it deep downfield. A jump ball falls incomplete. Jensen was hoping for a flag, but not to be, as it sailed over his head and the defender's head for an incomplete pass.
It did look like Sirian defender got a little bit of a hand in his back and pushed him just a little bit, but must have had enough of his body between him and the official that the official didn't quite see it, or the official didn't think it made a difference in the play.
All right, 51 seconds now. Second down, Rockets with a couple of guys split over here on the right side. There's the snap. Maroff rolls to his right. He fires it downfield. Cody Brown has got a step on him, and he couldn't bring it in. And I thought I saw a flag get thrown. Yes, there's a couple of flags. Oh, a chop block. The Rockets had a couple of those last week and the week before. That's a nasty one.
Yeah, with 44 seconds left in the game, penalty's pushing us the wrong direction.
Trying to get that big home run pass here before half. And that is indeed going to be a 10-yarder, I believe. Or is it a 15?
It looks like a 15. They moved it quite a ways back there.
Indeed, they did. So, Rockets with a couple of 15-yarders in the first half on penalties. They started out pretty decent. Now they're up to 7, if I got unofficially. Maroff comes out to the huddle. 44 seconds left. 0-0 is our score here just before halftime at Ike Ryan. Two receivers over here on the right side. That's Cody Brown and Jensen in the slot. There's the snap. Maroff rolls to his right, tucks it under, and comes up the field, and he's driven out of bounds over here. Nice hit by Crawford, it looks like. Nope, 54. That was Boonder. He's had some hits tonight from his linebacker position. And that'll stop the clock at 38 seconds. He got about as much mileage as he could out of that play.
Yeah, they had good pursuit that time from the inside. And I thought it was out of bounds earlier, but he was able to turn the corner before Boonder knocked him out.
Okay. There's that end around again to Cody Brown. Let's see what happens. He cuts it inside. He should have went the other way on that, and down he goes. Rockets have tried that play 3 times and have not had success with it. And the...
Looks like Crawford that time coming from his linebacking position on the far side, chasing down Cody Brown.
Sigourney is going to call timeout here with 24 seconds left in the half. 0-0 is our score. Luke Welsh's dad is listening in from Pennsylvania. Just wanted to know I'm listening in and rooting for him and the Rockets. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you giving us a chance to say howdy-doody from Pennsylvania. We always wonder how far we're reaching out on the World Wide Web. And now we know we at least go to Pennsylvania. So thank you for listening in on KIIC.3. If you want a shout-out, give it 641-660-7764. We'll tell you who it is and where they're from and how's it going. So fourth down is coming up, and with 24 ticks on the clock, you definitely don't want a couple of things happen here, Coach Sands. You don't want to snap the ball over Jensen's head. You don't want to punt get blocked, and you don't want a huge return. I'm not asking for much.
No Christmas.
No Christmas is coming. But
We got a few holidays between now and then before we
start. Yes, I do.
Asking for Christmas gifts.
There you are. All right, Jensen. Deep. Cobra sent one guy back. There's the snap. It's a wobbler. And he's going to pass it back to the side here, and it's incomplete. Oh, my goodness. What a gutsy play. It was intended for Glosser. It went through his fingers, and they had a screen set up on the left side, and that's going to be a very, very interesting call as the Rockets now have to play tough defense with 21 seconds left.
Now, talking about having confidence in your defense, that's a really rolling the dice deep in your own territory with not much time left in the half. I'm not sure even if Glosser catches that, if he's going to have enough real estate to pick up the first down, but now's the time for our defense to step up here.
All right. From the 31-yard line, the Cobras, they spin it to the right. Looks like Crawford's going to run on the right side. He's got some room up the field, and he gets out of bounds. He got the wheels of the motor running on that play there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, he turned out, looked like maybe he wanted to pull the ball up and throw it, but just turned on the jets and turned the corner, and he didn't give him a very good spot. I thought he had the first down, but he ran out just short of the first down marker, stopped the clock with 15 seconds to go.
All right, defense, let's come to the occasion right here. Got to make a play. There's the snap. Fakes the give. They give it to Crawford. He's trying this left side. He throws back across his body. It's tipped up in the air by Jensen, and it falls incomplete. So back-to-back plays by the Cobras with a halfback pass of their own. That was risky.
Yeah, that is a tough pass, especially for a running back running to the opposite side, having to turn back against his body, throwing it deep down the field. Luckily for Sigourney, that ball went through Jensen's hands and off his helmet and fell harmlessly to the ground.
All right. 7 seconds left. Third down and one. I don't think they're going to be worrying about the yardage here. They got three receivers to the left. There's a snap. Drops straight back, looking to throw deep into the end zone, and it's broken up there. Nice job by Moroff as he was able to play center field there and knock that ball down. And you think that the home field advantage would get us. There's a 1.4 seconds left in the half, and it's going to be fourth down.
Yeah, great play by Blake that time. It looked like the Sigourney receiver had a couple steps behind Blake and one other defender back there, but the ball was just enough underthrown that Blake was able to recover and get a hand up and knock it away.
All right. Should be the final play of the half unless there's a defensive foul on this. Three receivers to the left. Griner in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Under pressure. Fires it up ahead, and it's incomplete there. And I don't see any flags. Jensen on the coverage. And 0-0 is our score from a high crying field. And I'll tell you what, Coach Sands, for having no points on the board, it was an entertaining half.
Yeah, I tell you, after last week's game with Pella Christian and seeing how bad they put it to us and knowing that Sigourney Kyoto beat them in overtime, the Rockets got to feel good so far about the way they played, especially defensively. I know they'd like to have some points on the board, had some opportunities deep in Sigourney's territory, but overall I think they got to be happy with the way that first half went.
They were firing off the ball on the offensive side. On the defensive side, they were crashing the line and creating havoc in the backfield. And Sigourney Kyoto, unofficially, I've only got them with one first down, and I don't know if that's right or wrong, but my goodness gracious, I'd like to think that I'm on top of stuff. But one first down unofficially, Rockets with six first downs unofficially, but the tail of the tape, just way too many turnovers on both sides of the ball. Seven for the Rockets. They got a couple of 15-yarders thrown in there. Sigourney, on the other hand, they got six. All six were a 5-yard penalty variety for 30 yards there. Rockets with four fumbles in the first half. They lost two of them. Sigourney and Kyoto yet to turn the ball over here in this ball game tonight. The Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of the elevator in Fremont, Iowa. Yeah, we're at halftime here at Ike Ryan Field. 0-0 is our score, and our halftime guest has arrived. Travis, looks like Gage Berryman was in on the action.
I couldn't see who sure had the hit. That looked like Cole Striegel for Sigourney bringing the ball up for him. Initially, it looked like he was going to pick up some good yardage, had about 10 yards, and then all of a sudden that black wall just came down and hit him like a ton of bricks.
Of course, the Stick of the Week and Block of the Week are sponsored by the AgriPower FFA. That was worthy of a stick for sure. Let's see what happens the rest of the ball game as Gretter brings him up the line of scrimmage. He spins and gives it to Crawford. He tries right side. He gets knocked down right there at the point of attack. Looks like the Worsta connection was able to chop him down.
Yeah,
gain of two.
With the spinner back offense, key for our defense is to hold up the middle and keep that containment on the outside, staying home in your position, and knowing what your role is. So far tonight, we've done a great job of keeping their running attack in check.
Second and eight from the 28 for the Cobras. They come up. Let's see. There's some mixed direction. Siren is going to go try on the right side. Louis Winkleman with a nice tackle as he was in the backfield. And he was able to get a shoestring stop on Siren as he came back to the right with that ball.
Yeah, again, good time. The way Siren does their backfield, you never know exactly who's got the ball or which way they're going. And the defense is doing a nice job of staying at home. Louis Winkleman that time was able to get in there and drop him for a loss.
Back to pass is Gretter, and it is incomplete. There's a penalty flag. And looks like they may have a late hit on the quarterback, roughing the passer. Let's see what happens here with the man in the white hat. Personal foul, roughing the passer against the Rockets. Not what you want in the second half here. The Rockets stopped them. That would have been able to get the ball back, but yet Sigourney now will get their first down and move the chains. Oh, bad timing on that one. They had the play stopped. It was third down. We were going to get the ball back. They'd be punting into the stiff wind. Now they got the ball at the 40-yard line of their own. There's the play, and there's a penalty flag. They're going to have movement on the Sigourney sideline. Yes. Procedure. Their first penalty. Monkey see, monkey do. Eddieville does a penalty. Sigourney Kyoto does a penalty.
Well, unfortunately, their penalty didn't move back quite as far as ours moved them forward.
Ah, well said. All right. However, it's first and 15 from the 36-yard line. Defense has been playing well all night. The 4-4 has been doing an awesome job on this running attack. Let's see what happens here. Siren in motion. Crawford has it. Brings it up the field a little bit, not quite to the 40-yard line. Good job by the defense there. As it looks like the execution of the Sigourney Kyoto offense is a little bit crisper than it was at the first half.
Yeah, I'm sure their coach has made some adjustments and talked to them a little bit. Probably talked to that offensive line about getting off the ball a little bit better, taking control of that attack zone.
High snap, and Greiner throws it out here. It's incomplete, intended for Siren. And that ball played into the wind not very, very nicely either.
Ooh,
it was a knuckleball as it came out of Gretter's hands.
Yeah, you don't notice it sitting up here in the press box. All you can see is the little flags on the goalpost moving. But you get out there, as I was walking over to the concession stand, there is a pretty crisp breeze out there. And not only is it playing havoc with the flight of the ball, but it's a bit chilly.
All right, third down, third and 12. 0-0 is our score. There's the snap, and there's another flag and a penalty. And unbelievable. I have not seen Sigourney Kyoto go backwards this much in penalty action.
I think it was just a fumble.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. A fumble is recovered by the Cobras, They didn't lose it, and it'll be fourth down. Fourth down and about 16. Crawford is back in punt formation at the 25. There's the snap, the catch, the step and the kick. A nice kick into the wind. Comes over here to Cody Brown. He tries the right side, tries to get a block. He's still on his feet. Nice job of running up the field to about the 44-yard line is Cody Brown. Wow, that kid is, he's tough as nails, isn't he?
He had a couple good blockers there, but Sigurdy did a nice job of getting through those two blockers to keep Cody from picking up more than he could have. But nice field position at the 44-yard line to start for the Rockets.
All right, from their own 44. Jensen brings him up, turns to Van Dorn, gives it to him. Nice run on first down as he gets past the midfield stripe. Treg Van Dorn is running hard and running tough. Nice job of the line opening up holes.
Yeah, just padding on to those 550 yards so far in the season. Treg's done a nice job keeping those legs driving right through the middle for a nice gain, close to 7 yards on first down.
All right, second and three, power eye formation. There's the snap to give to Cody Brown, left side. He's got some running room. He's got a Belthausen chiropractic first half. A good job out of him as he'll get the ball to the 45-yard line. Excellent job as the Rockets get their first down of the second half.
Yeah, another good play as Cody ran off that off tackle to the far side. Did a good job of picking up the first down. Looked like he was going to pick up some more until Sigourney safety came up and put a pretty good stick on him and stood him straight up until he had some help.
Van Dorn with the carry. Gets stood up there after about 3 yards, and they were ready for that one that time. Didn't quite get that linebacker picked off on that play, and he only gained about 2 on that one. Next week, Sigourney is going to be hosting Highland Riverside. Highland Riverside has been kind of a surprise so far this season with a 3-2 record coming into tonight. Jensen turns, gives to Van Dorn, and he tries the right side. He gets slipped and brought down there after a gain of about 1. So it's tough sledding all of a sudden for the Rocket offense. And going to bring up 3rd and long. 3rd and about 7. Here in the third quarter, no score, 7:50 on the clock. As the Rockets need to move the chains here, let's see what happens. There's the snap, the give to Jensen, or Maroff. Excuse me, Van Dorn, and he goes nowhere fast. Absolutely no gain on that play, and it'll bring up 4th down.
Yeah, again, I don't understand quite the strategy there. We had... Look like all 7 linemen right up there on the line of scrimmage with 3 running backs behind Jensen. Sigourney knew we were going to run it right up the middle, even on 3rd and long, and they were ready for it and stuffed us for no gain.
All right, Jensen in punt formation here, and Sigourney finally sends one guy back. There's a snap, rugby run, and he does kick it on the run, end over end, hits at the 10, hits at the 5. Get down there, Worsta. And he's able to down that ball inside the 5-yard line. Good job by the Rocket special team squad. Gage Berryman was able to stop that ball from going into the end zone.
Yeah, it looked like Jensen was maybe going to try to roll out here to this near side and throw it downfield, but after a long soccer-style run over here, he finally punted it and got a good punt off late and gave us enough time to get our coverage down there. In Sigourney, deep in their own territory.
Colby Lopez making an appearance here on the right side. All right, Gretter, underneath center, takes a snap, hands off to his runner. He's got some room, gets to the second wave, and there's a penalty flag coming in late. Boy, I hate to see that. He gets past the 5 to about the 6 or 7. Rockets would have had him pinned deep, and they are... The man in the white hat is talking things over here. Let's see what happens. Personal foul, face masking against the Rockets. Ooh, Coach Sand. Not what Coach Bear wants to see.
Looks like Colby Lopez must have been in there for Cameron Hardy. Cameron's got his ankle taped up over top of the shoe, and he's just coming back out there on the field as Colby comes off.
About the worst thing you can do on penalties. Rocket's got two early right here, right now, and both of them were 15-yarders, so 30 yards of penalties right away against the Rockets, and the Cobras had the ball at the 3, have brought it out to the 23-yard line. So they got some breathing room here now. Like a different setup in the backfield, full house backfield, and they hand it off right up the gut, and he doesn't get much at all on that, but a different setup on offense there.
Yeah, good job by the Rockets that time, stuffing up the inside holes there and stopping Sigourney, but up to this point, Sigourney looks like they're coming out with more fire off that offensive line than in the first half.
All right, Gretter, once again, full house backfield behind him. There's the snap. He turns and gives to Siren. He tries the right side. Nothing doing. Maybe a gain of one. But so far, like you said, Coach Sands, the middle of the line needs to stuff that, and then the outside needs to contain. And so far, they've been able to do that.
Yeah, this will be a big play for the Rockets. After starting Sigourney deep in their own territory, you don't want to give them the momentum to let them start driving down the field. If you get a stop here, maybe get some good field position, get Sigourney's offense off the field, and get ours back out there.
3rd and 9 from the 23-yard line of Sigourney Keota. Big third down play here as Gritter barks out signals. He's in the shotgun formation. There's the snap. They give it right away to Crawford. He hands it off to Siren. He's got some room on the left side. He gets a first down. He's still on his feet to the 40, and there you have it with that momentum shift there, Coach Sands.
Yeah, it looked like the Rockets were going to do a nice job of stuffing that up. But like you said, Crawford gave that, after he took off to the right side, gave the inside handoff, kind of on the reverse, back up the middle, and kind of caught the Rockets off guard, and a huge gain for Siren after taking that inside handoff.
All right. They hand off and give to Crawford on the right side. He gets chopped down at the 45. You know, the thing about this ball game, the way it's shaping up, 0-0 the score. One big play is going to make a huge difference in this, and the Rockets need to have a defense that will step up right here, right now.
Yeah, this is the kind of game where the team that played pretty well against Bella Christian, and you know that they're a decent team, you want to keep them at bay and not let them get any momentum.
Siren over on the right side, good job of penetration there by Maroff and Worsta. They were able to spread that play out even further. It'll bring up 3rd down. A loss of a couple even. Good job by the defense. Loss of about 2. 3rd and 8 from the 43-yard line. Let's get a stop right here, fellas. That wind is continuing to howl out of the northwest at a pretty good clip. Probably 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cobras come up to the line of scrimmage. Crawford in motion. They hand it to him the right side, and down he goes. Good job by the defense. Absolutely no gain. He'll bring up 4th down, and there it was.
Yeah, good job of staying home and keeping track of your assignment. Looked like maybe, I couldn't tell for sure who it was that came up. Looked like one of our deep backs came up and filled that hole and made the tackle for a short gain.
What I'd like to see here is Cody Brown get loose. There's a snap on the punt. He kicks a line driver. It's going to go to Moff. He fakes out one guy to the left, cuts it back to the right side. He's got some room over here as he gets past. Up the field he comes. He's at the 40, the 45, the 50. He's got some room to run, and out of bounds he goes at the 40-yard line. Blake Moff with an excellent punt return, and I don't see any penalty flags on the play.
Yep, a nice job. It looked like eventually he just outran his blocking. Sigourney had a couple guys look like Crawford and Horace back here to keep Morrow from going all the way, but Blake had a couple blockers in front of him, but he just ran by him and outran his blocking. If he would have been a little more patient and let those blockers get ahead, he may have been able to turn that into 6 points.
All right. Cody Brown coming in late. They got the play called already. Morrow called the play. He'll be in the shotgun position. 2 receivers to the right. There's the snap. Maroff rolls to his right. takes the ball right up the field. Thought he had more room than he got. Only got a couple. 2:45 on the clock here in the third quarter. No score. 0-0 for Mike Ryan Field. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Sydney Kyoto battling out here in a District 6 Class 1A action. I'll tell you what, I didn't expect this. I expected a rock of victory, but I didn't think it'd be 0-0 this long into the game. Maroff runs right up the gut, and he gets chopped down at about the 35-yard line. Yeah, he didn't make it to the 35. He'll bring up third down, and it's going to be long. Third down and about six yet.
Now, you talk about those football Friday nights, those crisp, cool fall evenings. This kind of a quicker turn after having some warmer weather earlier in the week, dropping down into the mid-40s with 20-mile-an-hour winds. It's probably feeling like 40 or less out there. Ball's cold and hard. Their hands are cold, making it hard to hold on to, keeping those offenses at bay right now.
All right. Stoppage of play here as the Cobras jump off sides. And that'll give the Rockets 5 free yards. Third down and short. Who'd have believed that? The Cardinals are up 7-6 in the seventh inning. And, something about benches clear after Wainwright plugs puke. All right, here's Van Dorn up the... That he goes. He's at the 20. Good job by Van Dorn as he's able to get inside the 20. What a beautiful run by the junior, Treg Van Dorn. He gets a Feldeisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down and a Loeffler Dirtwork Bulldozer run of 10 yards or more.
Well, I can't believe that Yasiel Puig would do anything to make anybody want to plunk him with the baseball.
All right, Rockets first down at the 17. A little bit of a mix-up in the backfield. Jensen scrambling for his life. Gets hit hard by Jensen, and down he goes about the 17-yard line. Ooh, he took a heck of a hit there, and I didn't think he was planning on that thing to happen.
Yeah, it looked like he lost a little bit. I'm not sure exactly. Like you said, it looked like a mix-up in the backfield. Looked like he wanted to roll out to this side and throw the ball, but figuring he got into the backfield quick and had a lot of pressure, and Jensen had to run for his life and get what he could.
All right. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Nice move by Van Dorn. Gets a shifty move, and there's a penalty flag. I don't know what happened there. I saw a couple flags coming in. It would be nice if it was face masking, but it might be a hold as well.
Yeah, they came in pretty late there at the end of the play. I'm not sure that there would be in the vicinity of holding.
All right, the man in the white hat face masking against the Cobras. That's going to help out the Rockets. How many yards there, Coach Sand? Just 5? We'll take it.
Nope, he gave the personal foul sign, so probably be half the distance to the goal line.
Okay.
Moves him from the 15 down to about the 7.
All right. Van Dorn. Right up the gut. He's near the goal line. He's in. A touchdown for the Rockets. 7-yard run by Van Dorn here in the third quarter.
Nothing fancy about that. Just old-fashioned hard-nosed football off that right side. Running between the guard and tackle. Van Dorn found an open hole. Kept those legs driving as he ran into the linebacker and pushed himself all the way into the end zone.
That he did. Second effort indeed, as he was able to get to the second line of defense and just power his way in. And now they will go for 2. Power eye formation to the right. There's the snap. Van Dorn again, right up the gut, and he is going to be short and no good. The PAT, no good. And that'll leave the score 6-0. And it's going to be a nail biter coming down to the bitter end here. Buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition with any purchase of a gun. You can purchase a brick of hard-to-find 22 caliber ammunition right there at D&D Outdoors. Deer season is close by, and you can get your deer hunting license right there at D&D Outdoor. With hunting season coming up, get your reservation in for a spot to get your taxidermy done at D&D Outdoor for all types of wildlife. See D&D Outdoor in downtown Eddyville, Iowa. fine sponsor of Rocket Sports. And the Rocket faithful is on their feet here as the Rockets are able to get on the board first, 6-0 against the Cobras from Sigourney, Kyoto.
Just what the doctor ordered after we came out, and it looked like Sigourney was going to take the momentum, coming out with a little more fire from halftime than the Rockets. A nice job of getting the ball back, and a good punt return by Blake Moff set up some good momentum and got the offense going. A big face mask penalty pushed us down inside there, and some good hard running by Trey Van Dorn get the momentum back into the Rockets' side.
I think you hit the nail on the head. That Blake Moff punt return was the key that started the drive inside Sigourney Kyoto territory, and the Rockets were able to punch it in. They've got 2:06 on the clock here in the third quarter. That's how much time they have to work with the wind. Then they'll be going against it in the fourth quarter. Louis Winkleman to tee it up. And the Cobras, once again, have 7 up close and then 2 behind. That end-over-end kick is going to be coming up and caught at the 25. He's got some running room over here, and down he goes. Cody Brown must have had a face mask on it, and that'll give them 15 more yards on that play. Boy, that hurt just when the momentum was in your favor.
Yep, I thought, couldn't tell for sure, but that was 20.6 seconds left in the quarter. Now we're down to 15.7.
Time flies when you're having fun. Okay, here comes the yardage marked off. And, well, they only hit them 5 yards.
Unless that was 9 seconds. It ran from 206 down to 157.
All right. 5-yard penalty against the Rockets. They got lucky. The ball starts at the 45-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. And there is a run by Crawford, and he spins. And the man on the far side is going to come over to the man in the white hat and talk business. And it's motion, illegal motion on the Cobras. And that's going to move them back 5 yards. They've got some dirty laundry out tonight here.
Ran a couple more seconds off the clock there. I don't know if they're going to have us put 2 seconds back on, or they must not have noticed or aren't going to worry about 2 seconds.
All right. First down and about 15 from the 40-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto on their own 40-yard line. There's the snap. Powered. Run over here on the left side. That was Crawford. Ooh, he got hit hard as he got stood up. Who is that? Number 5. It says Adam Proctor's number 5. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Proctor the doctor is able to deliver a prescription of hard hitting as the quarter will come to an end and the Rockets lead 6-0 as we'll head to the fourth quarter here at Ike Ryan Field. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that includes free guest internet, lower prices than that commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. Get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. And it's good to see that the Rockets are on the board first, Coach Sands. Now the nail biting starts because now they got to keep the Cobras out of the end zone. There is no such thing as a sure thing. They've only got a one score game. There's the snap. They give it to Siren on the right side. There's a penalty flag thrown, and you'd like to think that it was holding. It looked like they had him or down around the ankles. You wouldn't think that it would be around the face mask. The man in the white hat's bringing the flag back. Yes, here comes the call. Chop block. Or illegal block.
That's, well,
on
I didn't see him go down to the knees that time.
Yeah, he only went to his hips. So And that's a big 15-yard penalty there, Coach Sands. I'll tell you what, Rockets are going to get some breaks here, and they need to utilize that on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that'll be nice to get back that 15-yard face mask penalty on the kickoff return.
Good idea. Redder takes a snap. It's a high one. He gets it down. He's looking to throw. He's scrambling. He fires it out to the flat. It's caught. He's hit once, not brought down yet. Ooh, Worst is able to clean him up and take him down. A nice tackle over there by the defense. Louis Winkleman's getting up just a little bit slower than you'd like after that play.
Yeah, it's a pretty good pressure, but Redder's able to scramble around and dump it off out there in the flat. Nice job out there by, couldn't tell who initially had a hold of the shoestring, to hold it up there for Worcester to come clean it up.
All right. Third down. And third down coming up for the Cobras. Third and 25 from the 29-yard line. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. He looks and throws. He's under pressure. He gets sacked. What a job by Worcester. What a job by Johnston, as they were able to collapse the pocket and make the sack.
Yeah, good pressure up front that time. We're able to close the pocket down. Good coverage downfield as well to make him take more time than he wanted to and give them an opportunity to get back there and get the sack.
All right, fourth down and long comes the Cobras as they send Crawford in punt formation back there to kick it off. He gets it off. It's a wobbler, and it's going to bounce at about the 50-yard line and go out of bounds. And Rockets are going to have a field position. But wait a minute, there's a penalty flag.
Roughing the kicker.
Running into the kicker. Oh,
maybe just running into the kicker.
That's five-yard penalty.
Five-yard to make him punt it again.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's a five-yard penalty against the Rockets. And the second half woes are adding up. That's four penalties for the Rockets here in the second half. You hate to see that trend continue, but as long as you got a win or a lead, that helps out. Doesn't hurt so bad, I guess. Crawford,
see that one, punt formation. Clock, keep running.
All right, back is Maroff. There's a snap. He brings it down, kicks it. Ooh, nice kick. Line driver that drives Cody Brown back to the 20, drops the ball, picks it up, comes up the field to the 30, and runs into the Cobras there at the 30-yard line. Ooh, he's had the drops tonight a little bit on the punt coverage. Yeah. Not receiving, anyway.
I'm not going to talk about this all game. It looks like the defensive line hasn't been really putting any pressure on Sigourney's punter. But the one time we did put some pressure on, we get a penalty called. And you notice after, on that second punt, they just kind of stood there again and waited for him to punt it. So now they're a little gun-shy.
Yeah, you can't blame them. All right, Rockets had the ball at the 30-yard line of their own. Jensen pitches it to Van Dorn. He cuts it up, and the Cobras are able to chop him down at the point of attack. Their linebacking core was able to stop him after a gain of one. Maroff comes in. Cody Brown goes out. As the clock winds, 9:37 on the clock, Rockets lead 6-0 here at Ikerion Field.
Yeah, there wasn't much happening that time at the initial push, and Van Dorn didn't hit the hole as quick as he normally does, and there wasn't much happening.
Tries the right side this time. Arm tackle, but down he goes. One of the few times you'll see an arm tackle on Trey Van Dorn that actually brings him down. Third down coming up from about the 33-yard line, and I noticed that the Cobras defense is jumping around again like they did at the beginning of the football game instead of just staying stationary. Let's see if they do it on this play. Cody Brown bringing in the play. Jensen back there as well, as Wasser looks to get some attention on the sideline. Jensen gives it to Maroff. He tries to this left side, changes the ball to his outer hand where he should have had it in the first place, and he's over here on the near sideline, but short of that first down, and it'll be fourth down coming up. Fourth and about 3.5. kind of risky to try it here. They'd have to kick it away. It would make sense.
Yeah, the way your defense has been playing late in the game here with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, up 6 points, you wouldn't think you would want to gamble here inside deep in your own territory.
There's a snap in the rugby run by Jensen. He gets it off. It's blocked. It's blocked. It's by the Cobras up the 25-yard line. Oh, my goodness gracious, just what you didn't want to happen.
Yeah, that's one thing Rockets about had one just a little bit ago, that soccer-style punt, especially with the way Jevin just kept running and running, taking about 5 or 6 steps before he decided to punt it, figuring he was able to get good penetration on that far side. And now their officials are talking about where the spot's going to be.
Well, obviously, it's going to be unsportsmanlike?
Illegal shift.
Illegal shift, okay. Illegal shift against the Rockets, so there's another penalty, but no yardage on that particular one. And, oh, mercy me, the defense is going to have to rise to the occasion. And a short field indeed for the Cobras from the 23-yard line. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Gretter takes the snap, looks to his right, fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete. Maroff on the coverage there of Siren, and he led him just a little bit too much.
Yeah,
nothing like striking while the iron's hot.
If the defense ever had a chance to step up, now's the time. Cobras have 2nd down on their Rocket 23-yard line. This is going to be a big, big series right here in the game.
All right, the 4-4 defense needs to come through, needs to have pressure. 2 receivers again to the left, 2 to the right. Gretter takes a snap, looks to his left this time, gets a pass complete out there. He makes the first man miss, 2nd man miss. He's on his feet inside the 10, and he's out down to about the 5 or so yard line. Oh, my. The defensive tackling on that particular possession was not good at all.
I noticed you stopped counting after 2. I saw at least 3 or 4 that he made miss on that far side. And that's a huge play. It's going to give them 1st and goal, 3-yard line.
Oh, my goodness. 1st and goal. That's their 2nd first down of the 2nd half, and they are cooking with gas. Full house backfield on this play. Gretter under center. There's motion. They ought to call that. They do. And it runs into the end zone, but it's going to be called back. And that's going to be a penalty on the Cobras. And their penalties and yardage is starting to rack up here in the 2nd half as well. 5 yards is 5 yards, Coach Sands. The defense really needs to get a stop here.
Yeah, anything we can do to keep pushing them backwards is going to be a good thing for the Rockets right now. You talk about 5-yard penalties, maybe not adding up as quickly as some of the bigger ones, but right now anything that pushes them to the north is good.
2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. See if the Rockets can bring pressure. There's the snap. He's looking to throw to his left, and it is incomplete out there to Siren. Proctor on the defense, good job by Adam, as he is able to kind of mess that play up for the Cobras.
Seems like our corners are playing up tight on the line, but we're not getting any kind of initial contact as the receivers break from the line of scrimmage. We're just letting them run free instead of breaking up their route with that initial contact.
Once again, 2 left, 2 right for Gretter from the shotgun. Snap. He's looking. Fires it deep down the center and into the end zone for a touchdown. The Cobras score. 8-yard pass from Gretter into the score. Oh, my goodness gracious. With 7:04 on the clock, that was a 7-yard touchdown pass.
Looks like we had some pretty good pressure up the middle as Gretter was trying to make that throw. He had made a kind of a jump pass to get up over the top of the defense. I couldn't tell who made that catch, but he was in behind the linebackers and didn't really have anybody around there, just waited for the ball to get there.
Looked like it was Hahn, number 18. At least that's what I'm going to give the credit to on that, as Glosser is coming out for this PAT attempt. They're actually going to kick it. Gretter's going to hold. Can't quite make out the number for the kicker. As here's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. It's a high pop fly. No good. And that leaves the score 6-6 after the failed PAT attempt. And you talk about a dodge of the bullet there, Coach Sand.
And the way he kicked it, it went about straight in the air, and it was hard to tell. It was pretty close over that left upright, but the wind looked like it pushed it just far enough. And they teach those officials to look up the uprights, and if it's above the upright, it's no good. It's got to be inside.
Fremont Funeral Chapel. When a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, and professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Chapel will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315. And just a little reminder, a program note, Tuesday night, Jeff and I will be calling the action from Knoxville High School as the Eddyville-Blakesburg Fremont Rockets will be traveling to Knoxville to take on the Panthers in a South Central Conference showdown. The Rockets currently rated in the top five there in 1A and looking to, actually it's 2A, I guess it is for the girls, 2A action, taking on the Panthers there in Knoxville. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be fun to watch Coach Gladys Jensko's squad compete. Siren kicks it off. He goes in over end, drives Cody Brown back to the five, up to the middle of the field he goes, and Siren made that kick, and then lo and behold, he actually makes the tackle. There's a penalty flag there at the 40-yard line. Let's see what happens. And probably going to be holding against the Rockets. Let's see what happens here. The man in the white hat is talking it over to one of his buddies. Here comes the call. Yep, blocking the back against the Rockets. Whoa, boy. They've got to alleviate those problems if they can.
It's going to put them about their 16-yard line. They got a long way to go. Just under 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rockets need to put together a good drive.
Sixth penalty that I've got unofficially as they try the left side line. And who had that? Van Dorn with the ball carrier, and he got stood up. Well, they give him a couple of yards on that second and eight from about the 18-yard line.
Yeah, initially had some pretty good push through the line there, but they kept him stood up and pushed him a long ways back before the whistle finally blew for the forward progress.
You bet. We haven't been able to bust a big one here tonight. Let's see what happens here. Power eye formation. Jensen brings him up, snaps the ball. Van Dorn takes it the right side, and he's able to get some yardage. They're still moving the pile, and good thing they blown it dead because Siren came out of that hole with it, and he was heading the other way for a Sigourney touchdown. But they finally blew it dead, and they'll bring up third down and about, what is it, three or four? Probably make it a long three to make it a 4 yards. Big play right here. 5:50 on the clock.
Yeah, that was a big break for the Rockets there because I didn't hear that whistle until Siren had already pulled that ball out and was coming around this near side. Good for the Rockets. They blew it dead.
I'm surprised they didn't go on the hard second count because they've been going on first count all night long, and they get stacked up on the line of scrimmage right there, maybe a gain of one by Van Dorn.
Yep, it was that same play. They've been going to the well one too many times. Sigourney knows that's what our bread and butter is. They were ready for it, and little to no gain.
Fourth down coming up, and looks like the Rockets are going to punt. 5:04 on the clock. 6-6 is the score here. Last time was a disaster for the Rockets. Jensen gave him a short field on the bot punt. There's a snap. He gets away right away. High wobbler that's going to bounce at the 50. A Rocket roll inside the 40-yard line. Good job by Jensen on that kick, and that will take the ball all the way to about the 36-yard line where the Cobras will have it.
Yeah, Jensen wasn't taking any chances that time. He took a couple steps and got rid of it quickly and didn't have a chance to think about it too much and get off a pretty nice kick into that breeze.
All right. Cobras with the ball, 6-6. The clock is at 4:41 here in District 6 competition. And you would love to have the first turnover of the ball game for the Cobras right here, right now. Hand off to Crawford. He takes it up the gut. Nice run by him that particular time. Gets up to the 40-yard line. Rockets need to be careful. You don't want to be having a late hit. He's getting stopped. And then the Rockets are piling on there at the end. You got to be careful. You don't want that yellow canary coming flying out and at you. Gain of about 4, 2nd and 6. Come on, defense. Create a turnover here. They send a receiver. Well, actually, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Redder in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Throws it to the right side immediately to Siren, and he is hit hard by Maroff. Down he goes. Jensen and Maroff with the defense there on that short catch by Siren.
Yeah, I'd like to see Jevin do a better job. He just kind of threw his shoulder into him. If Maroff was there to wrap him up, he'd have been running down the sideline. Jevin needs to get his arms wrapped around him.
3rd down and 6. No gain on that play from the 40-yard line. You talk about a huge play right here. Rocket defense needs to rise to the occasion. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Redder from the shotgun. They get a blitz. There's the snap. He's under pressure. He throws a jump pass. It's intercepted. Hunter Johnson at the 50-yard line. And down he goes. Hunter Johnson with the first pick of the night.
Yeah, Hunter did a nice job of backing way up into the secondary from his, I don't know if he's got him on the linebacking position or up on the defensive line, but he was a good 12 yards downfield. And Greta tried that jump pass again, and Hunter was able to run underneath of it because there wasn't any second player very near it at all.
Just what the doctor ordered, a turnover. That was a D&D outdoor turnover. Right there in downtown Eddyville, Dan Terrell and Darren Ray, thank you very much. As the Rockets come up to the line, Maroff takes it, runs over here on the left side, cuts it up the field. He's on the loose at the 40, the 35, the 30. Down he goes, out of bounds. Good job by Blake Maroff with a first down, a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down.
Yeah, it looked like he was a little indecisive there at the end of that run. Looked like he may have been able to cut back inside and make one more move, maybe down to the end zone, but decided to come back outside, and Sigourney's defensive back was able to pin him against the sideline and hang on for dear life and pull him out of bounds.
Under 3 minutes we go in the fourth quarter here at Ikram Field. 6-6 is the score. The Rockets are on the march at the 31-yard line. They send 2 receivers to the right. Maroff from the shotgun. He rolls to his right, looking, fires it deep. And there should be a play, a penalty flag. He got tripped up. They're going to call incidental contact. No harm, no foul. But Jensen was tripped trying to get to that ball. It'll fall incomplete.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. It looked like the pass might have been out of bounds on the far side. It looked like it was close to the sideline over there.
Not catchable.
And you couldn't tell if Jevin actually dove for the ball or if they both kind of tripped over each other's feet and both ended up on the ground.
All right. Clock stops at 2:37 here. 2nd and 10. Cook Brown comes over here on the left side. Jensen in the slot. Maroff takes the snap, tries the short side of the field, cuts it up the field. He's got some room on the side. He's down the sideline. He goes. He's out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Blake Maroff with a Veldhuizen chiropractic and wellness first down. When he made up his mind, Coach Sands, he headed north right away, right up the sideline. Ooh, they called him out at the, 13-yard line? Got him. But he still has that first down yardage. Rockets try the right side that time, and he's inside or right at the 10-yard line.
not a bad gain on first down. Right now you're just wanting to keep that momentum rolling, get that push off the offensive line and get those legs turning straight up field, push that ball, keep it rolling towards the end zone.
All right, Rockets, second down from the 10-yard line. Give it to Van Dorn, right up the gut he goes. Inside the 10, inside the 5. It'll be third down coming up and short. All right, and we've got a timeout. Timeout Rockets, that'll be their first one of the second half. Blush Boutique. Angie Labrick in downtown Eddyville, where you can find your official Rocket gear. She also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your own shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan. Don't forget, they're open Tuesday through Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. All right, Rockets with a big third down coming up here. They've got to get where? They got to get to about the 3-yard line for a first down. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn. It's going to be close. He is going to be very close. They're going to have to take a peek at this. The referees are, as he is very close to that. First down yardage achieved. Avell Eisen chiropractic first down, and that's their 6th first down of the night. And that ties them with how many first downs they had in the first half. The gift to Van Dorn on the right side. The Rockets think he's in. He's in. Touchdown, Rockets! What a huge, huge touchdown here at the 117 mark. That was a a 3-yard run for the score. And now they're going to be going for 2 points. Jensen with it. Hands off to Van Dorn, right side. He gets in for the score. The 2-point conversion is good, and the Rockets lead 14-6 with 1:17 left on the clock. That's another Blush Boutique score for the Rockets as they get 2 touchdowns. The PAT is good, and that's a huge deal to get, Coach Sands. That 2-point conversion really makes it a lot better for the Rockets in terms of breathing just a little bit better.
Yeah, the defense did a nice job of creating that turnover like you talked about, giving us good field position. Right around midfield, and a big run by Marl down the sideline gave us good opportunity inside the 15, and we were able to take advantage. And now we've got that lead with 1:17 to go. Now our defense can do one more time.
All right, you know Louis Winkleman's going to have another country store kick here, and you know that he needs to send it as deep as he can. Sigourney with 7 people up front, then 2 at about the 40-yard line, then they got 2 guys at the 20, not expecting Louis to get that ball that far back. And I'll tell you what, if he pooched it over that front line, it would be an interesting race to see who would get that ball first. All right, Rockets spread out, getting ready for the kick. Louis Winkleman with the left-footed. He approaches. The country store kick is end over end. It's going to come at about the 22-yard line to Crawford. He gets hit, and then down he goes. As the Rockets, nice job on the defense there. And looked like Maroff and Stern were having a little bit of a howdy-do match over here. And once the whistle was blown, they broke. So that was good part on Blake's part.
Yeah, I'm not sure who made the tackle on that play, but we were high up around the neck again. We need to be careful and get that lower tackling form down around the waist and the legs.
All right. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Spreader takes the snap. He looks. He's under pressure. And down he goes. No, he throws it away. They incomplete pass. Oh, he had two people had him wrapped up, and he was able to get by.
I don't know how he got rid of that football. He had, like you said, had two men on him. Somebody should have been able to grab a hold of his arm, and looked like they almost were able to strip the football from him. But somehow he was strong enough to stand up and throw it, almost completed it. But it looked like I couldn't tell the receiver number. Maybe either Striegel or Hahn kind of short hopped it right there.
And he was open, too. All right, two receivers to the left, two to the right. There's a snap. There's a penalty flag, and that should be against Sigourney. And uncharacteristically, they've racked up the penalties here in the second half. That's their sixth. 12 for the evening for the Cobras.
The Rockets were sending Brett Wurst again off the edge over here, and he had a beat on Gretter right as that flag was thrown.
I'm so glad he pulled up and didn't waylay him. That would have been easy to do. He had a free shot at the quarterback, a buck four on the clock. Rockets lead 14-6 here at Ike Ryan Field in District 6 action. Late man coming in, that's Hahn. Two receivers left, two to the right. Gretter takes the snap, looks to his left. He's under pressure. The ball is loose. It's a turnover, a D&D out there, turnover for the Rockets as Louis Wickelman gets the fumble recovery.
Was worse again off this near side, putting the pressure from behind. And just about the time that Gretter was getting ready to throw the ball, worse to hit him, knocked it loose just before that arm came forward, and was able to get the fumble instead of the incomplete pass.
Under a minute goes the Rockets, leading 14-6. The ball's at the 18-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. Rockets have it, and you would suspect that they just want to hang on to the ball, maybe touchdown formation here. Sigourney's got all three timeouts. On the other hand, if you're thinking playoffs, you got to score points, don't you, Coach?
Yeah, Sigourney's got all three timeouts. Taking the knee is not going to do us any good, so we want to run some clock off and try to pick up a first down here.
Van Dorn takes it off the right side. A good run on first down for him. He gets about to the 10-yard line, make it the 11, and there is a stoppage of play by one of the referees, and Sigourney will indeed take that first timeout.
Boy, they let a lot of time run off the clock before they decided to take that timeout. It's all the way down to 39 seconds.
39 seconds indeed. Leffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work need. Leffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad Leffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You may need to think about what you're going to do after that harvest is in. Get your reservation in now for terrace construction, field tiling, or pond construction. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231. And a little bit of a jump in their step in the Rockets as they come off the sideline there, Coach Sand. It's good to see.
Yeah, the boys got to be happy right now. As long as we take care of business here in the last 40 seconds, they're going to get their second win of the season and put them in a pretty good position to go through the district and have a chance of getting into the playoffs.
All right. And the Rockets,
it's on the clock.
They're not breaking the huddle. The clock is sitting at 46 seconds. They kind of changed that. And I thought it was 37 a little while ago. All right.
They must have put some time back on the clock from Sigourney. Must have called it a little quicker than the whistle blew.
Van Dorn, look at him move those legs. He keeps the legs churning, and now Sigourney will call their second timeout. The clock did now that time got down to 39 seconds as the Rockets should be able to salt this one away. On the other hand, it's going to be third down and one. The Country Store in Fremont, Iowa, A full line of hardware items right near you at the country store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the country store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The country store carries Big Game Feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Located just south of the elevator in Fremont. And they've kind of done a new deal here. They got some of the students in the end zone there, Coach Sands. They saw the last touchdown, and they're seeing this possession here, giving the kids an extra bit of a cheer here as they come in for the final possession. Third down coming up with 39 seconds left on the clock. And you want to get this first down indeed. Jensen hands off to Van Dorn, and he's going to be stopped short. And there's no fooling the Cobras on that particular play. And they're going to call a TO. That's their last one of the ball game. Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville with Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin provide you with the comfort you're looking for through skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works on all types of church plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic. And don't forget, there's a rebroadcast of this ball game on Sunday night at 9 p.m. right there on Thunder Country, 96.7 FM. And I'm tooting my own horn, but I can't wait for that volleyball game Tuesday night. We'll travel to Knoxville to cover that volleyball squad with Coach Gladys Jensko against the Knoxville Panthers. And you'll be there, won't you?
Indeed I will.
You betcha. We'll travel across the proverbial 92, Highway 92. All right, Rockets send Cody Brown far left side. Moff takes the snap. He's trying to come over here on the left side. He's got some room to run. He gets into the end zone. Touchdown. But there's a penalty marker flying. I saw that puppy, and it's probably going to be holding. And it looks like it's in the neighborhood of Van Dorn and Glosser. Oh, mercy me. That would have put the icing on the cake.
Yeah, this is a big play here because that's going to push us back to about 4th and 13 with 25 seconds left on the clock. Clock stops. Excuse me, the possession change. So if we don't pick up the first down, that'll give Sigourney the ball back with probably 15 or 20 seconds left, and you hate to give them any chance to get the ball.
Oh, yeah, they're dangerous. They got some speed to burn. Lucky the Rockets have been able to keep them intact here. Fourth down and 15 to go from the 24-yard line. Two receivers to the right, Brown and Jensen. Moff rolls to his right. He tucks it under. He cuts it back up the middle, and he's still on his feet. Excellent job of running by Moff. And that is going to
just a little short.
Still a little short, indeed. So on downs, too bad the Rockets weren't able to convert on that and salt this game away. But Sigourney Chioda is going to have a one last grasp of this with the ball at the 9-yard line, their own 9-yard line, with 15 seconds left. They'll put two receivers to the left, two to the right. Gretter from the shotgun. He'll take the snap. He's looking deep down the left side. He's got his man, but he throws it into the out of bounds there across the way. You wouldn't think the wind would have pushed it that far.
No, I'm sure he's trying to throw it quick and down the sideline to give his receiver a chance to get out of bounds if he makes the catch.
All right. Second down, 10 seconds on the clock. Rockets lead 14-6 here in the waning seconds of this ballgame. Trips to the right. Gretter takes the snap. He looks. He's got a man open in the middle there. Moff was the closest one, but he was trying to hit Zirin as he had a crossing route. Incomplete, 5.8 seconds. Where's that hometown clock operator action going on?
Well, they tried that earlier, but they made them put the time back on the clock.
Oh, golly. Next week, Sigourney Chioda will entertain Highland Riverside in a big, big matchup. That'll be interesting to watch that game from afar. and it'll be homecoming 2014 for the Rockets right here against the Roadrunners from I-35 at Turrell, Iowa. Trips to the right. There's the snap. Gretter taking a peek, and they finally blow the play dead. You would think that they would run in a little bit harder on that and blow the play dead. Because the Rockets were all around this quarterback and could have hit him, you know, without even realizing the play was dead.
Yeah, and the clock operator can't hear the whistle, so they start the clock. Now they're going to have to reset it probably for a couple seconds.
Yep. Okay. All right, so there's a penalty on Kyoto, Sigourney Kyoto, and that's their seventh one in the half, and it's nice to see somebody else racking up the dirty laundry out there, isn't it?
Yeah, there have been a few yellow flags littering the green field out there.
All right. By all accounts and purposes, this should be the final play. 5.8 seconds on this. He sends four receivers to the right side here on this play. Gretter takes the snap. Looks. He's under pressure. Heaves it deep down the field, and it is incomplete. It looked like Adam Proctor was the man on the coverage. Good job by Adam. It's a clock strike zero, and the Rockets win 14-6 against the Cobras, and they beat them now 2 years in a row.
Yeah, quite a feat in itself to beat Sigourney 2 years in a row. A pretty good football program last year going over there and holding them scoreless and only holding them to 6 points this week. A nice job by the Rockets. A big turnaround from last week up at Pella Christian. A good job on both sides of the ball. A tough night on offense for as cold as it is. It's hard to hold on to the football. And defensively, we did a great job of keeping Sigourney's offense at bay. The only time we did let them into the end zone, they started inside of our 25.
Excellent job by both sides of the ball for the Rockets. The defense really set the tone as the Rockets are going over there to the north end zone, and they're going to ring that bell, ring the school bell right there. And Ike Ryan Field on the north end of the field, they're ringing that puppy for all it's worth. And the Rockets couldn't be happier with that. 14-6 is the final score here. We'll give you a quick wrap-up on the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont side of the ball. They've lost a couple of fumbles there in the first half, none in the second half. Penalties, they've had seven each in each half, so they had 14 total. They started off the scoring in the third quarter after a 0-0 first half. 20 seconds left in the third quarter, 7-yard Van Dorn run made it 6-0 after the PAT was no good. And then disaster struck in the fourth quarter as Jensen had a blocked punt by Sigourney Kyoto deep in Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont territory. The Cobras were able to take a short field and turned it into 6 points on a 7-yard pass from Gretter to Hahn. The PAT, which was huge at the time, was no good, and it made it 6-6 there at that score. And then with a 1:17 left in the ball game, a 3-yard run by Van Dorn, I believe it was, that made it 14-6 with the PAT good, and that's the final score for the Rockets, as the team is saluting to the crowd, and I think they're singing the school song there.